Hi, and welcome to this first podcast on the selection policies page. My name's Chris. Most policies on public selections are something that really interests me, and something that I hope to have as an amateur look at. I'm going to be joining through this series of podcasts right up to the public selection. We'll see what happens with COVID-19, obviously. Looking at analysis about polls that come in and trying to understand what they may say deeper beyond just the numbers. As we all know, anyone interested in politics will know polls are something that for the last few years have been very wrong. And there's several reasons for that. One is the amount of undecided voters that may be out there. Two is looking at the arguments that have been going on. Much more extreme, much more radical, much more obscure to polls than ever before. It's just been hard for them to evaluate and calculate how populations and people would vote. But this is particularly going to look at having the heads of the 2020 election, but could also the 2016 US election, and analyze that. And even the 2012 election, we're going to analyze that. And even the 2008 election, analyze that. So we're going to look at, first of all, looking at the eight states. So we're going to look at Alabama and Alaska. And then we'll move on throughout the podcast to look at several more. So we'll move on from Alabama and Alaska, and then we'll look at Arizona, Arkansas, and then we'll move on to California, Colorado, and then prepare them too. So basically, so starting with Alabama and Alaska. Alabama in the US election, there was 9 electoral college votes, and Alaska was 3, so then states. But the polling for these states is very interesting. So, if you want to wear Alabama, it was won by Donald Trump in the 2016 election, and last year was also won by Donald Trump in the 2016 election. Alabama, Donald Trump won 62.1% of the vote, and Republicans won 34.4% of the vote. Now, Alabama, for a state that only won electoral college votes, you don't normally see that many polls come out. There was only one in 2016 that was conducted on the 6th and the 9th, 2016. And that was by the Washington Post. And in a coalition survey, and the Washington Post normally do almost every state in the US election. And the Washington State are down to the good polls, participants, which is normally considered higher than the average poll that you get in American elections, which is only have between about 500 and 750, so it's a large sample size. In the poll, they predicted that Donald Trump would receive 57% of the vote, Hillary Clinton would receive 36% of the vote, and that any other candidate subsequently would receive 7% of the vote. Now, as I've said, Donald Trump won 62.1% of the vote, and Clinton receives 34.4% of the vote. So if we look at that overall, Trump share the vote from polling to the actual time of the election was about 5% less than his actual result in the state. And this poll was conducted 2 months prior. So 2 months prior to the election, they misplaced Trump's vote by 5%. Whilst Clinton's percent of vote was 1.6% ahead of what she achieved. Now there's several reasons for that. One is that we're going to look at inherent polling between Republican and Democrat candidates, and how do polls view and what levels and what percentage of votes do they give to these particular candidates. And then we'll also look at the same with Democrats. Is there an inherent trend between American polling to over-inflate the percentage of votes that Democrat voters get. So for now, we'll park that in your mind. So Alabama, Trump won 62.1% of the vote. And the one Trump committee was 57% of the vote. So if the Hillary said he was going to win by 19% of the vote, he won by 28% of the vote. So a huge difference in actual percentages. Okay, the other state we're going to look at today is Alaska. not last one. It's a smaller set. Electoral contract that he has. Alaska holds three electoral contracts, but prior to 2016 election, Alaska has held around 8 polls, which is very impressive. And there's a couple of research bodies within Alaska that repeat polls. The result in 2016 was that Trump won Alaska with 51.28% of the vote, and Clinton only achieved 36.5% of the vote. So he said it's about 51%, 36.5%. And there are 8 polls, like I said, conducted before the election. So very amount of Trump was 51%, but Clinton was 36%, 37%. The first poll release was actually in January by Alaska dispatching them to a very keen to get their polls ahead of their districts, and not surprised. They put Trump on 49%, Clinton on 44%, and the other vote at 7%. So the Trump vote is not too inaccurate. In fact, all the polls posted since that poll in January, this poll is the closest to the actual percentage you vote to the Trump achieve. 49% of you, 51%, that's not bad poll. For Clinton at 44%. Now, that's almost 8% higher. I'm not sure the digit, so that's definitely an increase in Clinton there, but bear in mind this was in January. Next one, that had 651 participants, which, like I said, in my opinion, apparently was 750. It's a pretty average poll, but 600 was not too bad. After that, on the 17th, we had Lake Research released a poll for 100 people. And we will see, and I will just talk about this in a little bit, is that some of these polls have rather large other categories. Bear in mind, you're talking, we are 3 months, 2 months ahead of the election. People are still undecided on it. People, when they come closer to the event, are actually more likely to sway towards Clinton or Trump. Just like they're more likely to sway to Obama or Romney, or McCain when it gets closer to the election. So this poll had Trump at 38%, Clinton at 30%, and the other category at 32%. So very high other proportion share of the vote. In fact, the other percentage of the vote is higher than Clinton. So that's one to bear in mind when you're looking at some of these polls. The more information you research into the poll on the Thursday night, the vote of Trump at 59%, Clinton at 39%. And then the other at 32, so the other 32 were both 30-party polls. We both had 500 times the participants, 32% of 500 people. So within 150 people, so basically they wouldn't have dropped Trump in from the art of the men from the world. Then comes another trusty Washington survey, so including your polls, I've said they've done several polls of, and they've done polls from almost every state. That's what we did. They put Trump at 47%, which is not too accurate for them, that's 4% off what he actually achieved. Clinton 39, which is 3% of what she achieved, and other than 40%. And again, they surveyed 989 people, so that was a huge survey from Survey Washington in the state of Alaska. Not too inaccurate, obviously, the margin of victory they've got there, 15%, is in the same as obviously Trump's margin of victory, which is almost 15%. 4% off Trump's margin of victory compared to the polls that we've seen since Obama. The polls here, 39% of Trump, 36% of Trump, about 50% off what he's got, so it's 4% off, too far away. Then a lot of the researchers repeat the same, more information than repeat again, there has been research, pretty much at a similar time. Again, both of them have the more research had about 29% of their own research, only 27% of them, so again, it's very difficult to explain where these voters are going to go, so it's hard for their polls to be accurate. Both put Trump at 37%, one puts Clinton at 34%, one puts Clinton at 36%. So late research is second, one puts Clinton at 36%. It's pretty much spot on to what you got, besides 0.5%, pretty much spot on. But some of the capture is 27%, so they're saying that 27% of people who are undecided or are not going to vote for Trump, 14%, more than half of that group, is voting for Trump. It's, I struggle to believe. There are two more polls done. The Alaska Dispatch, which is in between number one and the second one, which was their second one. Obviously, then this one's having January. They put Trumbo 46, printed at 49 and threw at 12, and obviously the hyped up prices went up by 60% and Trumbo is down 5% from what it was. But still, the Trump percentage of vote is 46%. It's not too inaccurate. From what when you've seen Trump's vaping before. The final poll's an interesting one. 29th of 10th, 2016. We're talking a week or something, literally like a week before the election. Clinton 47%, Trump 43% of the 10th. The only poll conducted in Alaska by Craig Research Center said that Clinton was going to win by 4 percentage points. She lost by 15. 19% out. What the true value was, the height of Clinton's vote by 10%. Now, downgrade Trump's vote by 8%. Insane. Terrible, terrible poll. Very close to our election. It's a hype up Clinton, that you want. Okay, so what we're going to see in these polls is they're going to be quite likely from one of them. And whilst the Craven poll is suggested for Clinton that you know, Wednesday of Alaska, almost all of them, the polls did have Trump having a like elite. And it's long obvious the poll said it's leading 10%, and at least, disregarding the fact that Clinton won a lot of them, it was 1%. And none of those are correct. Trump might have been actually just by 15%. It's quite clear that, obviously, like I explained, these polls that have things like a higher percentage of others, 37, 27, 32%, are going to be more inaccurate. Because there's a lot of other side votes in there, and people will choose on the following days. So, when I kind of look at the polls and try and analyse them, I kind of disregard those polls, and that's, you know, let's not say they're not useful. I mean, if you look at those polls, for example, they do tell us some really interesting information. So, for example, that in these polls, Trump's margin of victory, the closer it comes to the election, gets smaller. As does the other vote. So what he suggested in these polls had a large other votes and then repeated their polls is that there was a slight slant sway towards the side of voters to go to Clinton. And you can see this by the fact that initially when there was 30% of the voters were undecided, Trump's lead was between 5 and 8% in the polls that had large other categories. But when this was cut, the other categories were cut by 5-10%. Trump's lead was cut by 1-3% instead of 5-8%. But it is important to remember that because in these large percentage shares of the others, no candidate was predicted to receive more than 40% of the vote, which is obviously never going to happen. So, what Alabama and Alaska are telling us from the 2016 election? Trump was downplayed. Trump was downplayed by 5% in the poll. And he was downplayed on average between 5 to 2%.